Trumos Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph, 8:1. This Mishnah will discuss the question of what if a person was eating truma, thinking they were allowed to eat truma, but then finds out that actually they were not. So they made a mistake. That's a shogeg, but they thought they were legitimately entitled to eat truma, as somehow they have a connection to a Kohen, or are a Kohen, they thought, and then they found out they're not. So the Mishnah will consider a bunch of cases. We'll talk about it. We'll see them each one at a time. The first is Ha'isha Shahaiso Cheles Betruma. You have a woman. Her father wasn't a Kohen, but she married a Kohen. So as part of the Kohen's household, a woman, his wife, is certainly allowed to eat Truma. But then Ba'ova Amrullah, some people came and told her, Meis Ba'alech, or Gershech. They tell her that your husband has died or that he divorced you. So now the case is this woman thought she was allowed to eat truma, but as soon as her husband dies, assuming she has no children, so then as we said before, she reverts back to being considered part of her father's home. She's not connected to the Kohen. She's not entitled to be part of his household anymore, and there is no household, there's no Kohen anymore. So she's no longer allowed to eat truma. But since she was eating truma, the question is, does she have to pay Keren V'chomish? And the answer will be in a second, basically yes, she does. Gershech, means they told her that she got divorced. It's a little peculiar how a woman could not know she was divorced, because you can't get divorced against your will. But the case would be something like the woman sent out a shaliach to collect her get for her. She knew she was getting divorced. She anticipated it would be, 2 weeks until the shaliach made the trip to get the get for her. But in the end, it took the shaliach 1 week, and then they telegraphed her saying, guess what? I got her early for you. Well, now she made a mistake eating truma, thinking she was still married, but she was actually divorced. And again, the same consequences, to simplify for a moment, she'd have to give Keren V'chomesh. V'chein ha'eved shehaya ochel b'truma. Same goes if you have an eved. An eved, we're talking here an eved kanani. So this is an eved kanani is considered to be part of the household of the Kohen, as his property. And that being the case, he's entitled to eat truma. But uvo'ova amrlo, then while he's eating his truma, they come and tell him, either meis rabach, your master has died, meaning no longer part of his household. And again, normally what would happen is the son of the owner would inherit, and that being the case, the son of the owner is also a Kohen. But there's scenarios where, let's say, he only had an heir who was his daughter, and the daughter married a non-Kohen, so she's out of the Kohen family, so the eved of such a woman would be not entitled. Or let's say, for example, he had his only heir was his grandson through his daughter, and the daughter married a non-Kohen, so this grandson is not a Kohen. And if that's the heir, so now the Eved becomes part of the non-Kohen household, and therefore actually was not entitled to eat Truma. Oh, Machrach Yisrael, or they inform the Eved, listen, your owner has meanwhile sold you to a non-Kohen, so you're now part of a non-Kohen household, not entitled to eat Truma. Oh, Nasnach B'matana, or if it wasn't a sale, just a gift, also, same thing. Oh, Asach Ben Chorin, or he freed you. In other words, you can free a slave, and you can use an agent to do that. And unlike divorcing a woman, since this mission is understanding that it's a great benefit to the Kohen, great benefit to the Eved to be emancipated, so he doesn't need to even consent to it. The owner can emancipate him without his knowledge, and it works. So the point is, again, they tell this Eved who's eating Truma, guess what, good news, your Kohen owner emancipated you. So that's great, he's free, but now the problem is he ate truma illegally. Again, the halach will be, basically to oversimplify for a moment, that he will have to give Keren V'chomish to make compensation. Next, v'chein Kohen. What if a Kohen himself, shahaya ochel b'truma, the Kohen is eating truma, he thinks he's allowed to eat truma as a Kohen, but then v'noda, he comes to learn that they paskin against him, shu ben grusho ben chalutza, that actually his mother was a divorcee, that's a grusha or a chalutza, like a good divorcee, she had the chalitza process done to her. And the halacha is that a Kohen may not marry a grusha or a chalutza. A chalutza basically is a divorcee also, to oversimplify. So that's forbidden. And if a Kohen marries a divorcee, a grusha, so the offspring is called the son, in other words, is called a chalal. Chalal meaning emptied out, because this person's been emptied out of his kahuna. And a chalal is not allowed to eat truma. So if this person eating the truma is informed that he's not really a Kohen, he's a halal, so it turns out he's not allowed to eat truma, and would have to make compensation, the Keren V'chomish. So the Mishnah says, Rilezer Mechayev Keren V'chomish. Rilezer says simply, in all those cases, the woman, the Eved, the Kohen, who found that they're eating Truma legally, have to pay back Karen V'chomesh. Now, Rabbi Yeshua actually doesn't disagree with Rabbi Eliezer in principle. Sure, that's the halacha. However, Rabbi Eliezer, as quoted in the Mishnah, says poter. Rabbi Eliezer says no, and such in all those scenarios, the wife, the Eved, the Kohen, they're all exempt from paying the Karen V'chomesh. But Rabbi Yeshua's disagreement only applies in a very specific and rather unusual case. Rabbi Yeshua holds, in the scenario where this consumption of truma was happening on Erev Pesach, when there's a big rush and they're doing the mitzvah of bir chametz, this was chametz lying around, they said, oh my gosh, we just have an hour to eat it, and they gobbled it up, and it was truma chametz on Erev Pesach, and they thought they were tab dvar mitzvah, they made a mistake doing a mitzvah, thinking they were doing a mitzvah, but actually it wasn't. So then, and really only then, Rabbi Yeshua says they're exempt from making this Karen V'chomesh payment. So the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua, but again, so that what does that mean? That means that essentially every normal scenario, even if the person thought they were eating truma legitimately, but it turns out they weren't, they must pay Karen V'chomesh. In the extraordinary scenario where it's Erev Pesach and they ate it only to get rid of the chametz that was there, and they found out that they weren't allowed in the first place, and they were tub d'var mitzvah, so then they'll be off the hook. Fine. Continuing on, the Mishnah goes on to a related topic of not eating truma. But what about a kohen? There's a kohen actually doing the avoda, bringing an offering on the altar in the temple. And then he gets notified right then and there, a moment too late. Listen, buddy, you're not really a kohen. You're actually a halal, because your mother was a grush or a chalutza. So now, what's with the korbanos that he offered? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, kol ha-korbanos shehikriv al gab mizbeach psulim. Rabbi Eliezer says, what do you want? He was not legitimate to bring korbanos. He's a halal. And that being the case, all his offerings were invalidated. And that being the case, let the chips fall, they may. If people need to bring new korbanos, they need to bring new korbanos. What could he do? They're invalidated korbanos. The offerings were all invalid. Rabbi Yeshua's machshir, Rabbi Yeshua, who the halacha follows, says, no. In such a scenario, after the fact, Bidi Eved, the offerings of this Kohen, who actually was a halal, are acceptable, and whoever brought them gets Ziyotzi. The reason why is Rabbi Yeshua has a pasuk. Which pasuk actually have different sources of what is the pasuk from which he learns it, but whatever the case is, based on some exegesis of a verse, he understands, Rabbi Yeshua understands, that a halal Bidi Eved could bring, if he brought an offering, it works. On the other hand, nodashu bal mum, if they inform him, you know what, Mr. Cohen, who just brought an offering, you're a Cohen, but you have a mum, you have some kind of blemish, which invalidates you from doing the avoda, the service, the base of mikdash. So this guy didn't know that, but now he's told that, oh, you know, whatever you didn't realize, but that what you have, that whatever, that cataract on your eye, which we didn't notice till now, has rendered you to be a Baal Mum, and therefore your avoda isn't good. So then everyone agrees, avodasa psula, since he was not legitimate as a Kohen to do avoda in the base of Mikdash, to bring an offering, so then retroactively everything that he brought is, while he was a Baal Mum, is invalidated.